Well, the production last year was 72 million metric tons. So that would be roughly 20 pounds of palm oil for every person on the planet.
That's Jocelyn Zuckerman, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Jocelyn C. Zuckerman has written for Fast Company, The American Prospect, Vogue, and many other publications. Zuckerman is also the former deputy editor of Gourmet, articles editor of On Earth, and executive editor of Modern Farmer. She joins us to talk about her book, Planet Palm, How Palm Oil Ended Up in Everything and Endangered the World. Jocelyn, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Give us some background here. Tell us a little bit about the history of palm oil and how we ended up where we are today.
Okay, so palm oil is native to West and Central Africa, though these days it's mostly produced on plantations in Southeast Asia. It's for millennia, it's been central to the cuisine and the culture of, as I said, West and Central Africa. Beginning in the 1800s, Europeans began sourcing palm oil from Africa for making soaps and candles. And what I found so interesting in my reporting, I knew nothing about this, but in fact, the palm oil trade replaced the slave trade. So they were sourcing it from what is now Nigeria, the Niger Delta there. And there was a system of canals that led up to the oil palm groves. And the traders from Europe used to stay offshore, and humans were trafficked down in canoes through those canals and rivers, and then taken across the ocean by the British. Once the British outlawed the slave trade, that sort of infrastructure that was in place and the traders switched to what was called, doing air quotes here, the legitimate trade of palm oil. And then palm oil became a huge import for sort of greasing the wheels of the Second Industrial Revolution. And I had a stat, I don't remember what year it was, but at a certain year, palm oil imports rivaled the slave trade at its peak.
Help put this in perspective for us. How large is the worldwide demand for palm oil?
Well, the production last year was 72 million metric tons. So that would be roughly 20 pounds of palm oil for every person on the planet. You know, I guess it's tricky with supply and demand. There's a lot of supply. That was part of what I say in the introduction of my book. When I discovered that this was going on, my question was, you know, did consumers demand this product or was it somehow the other way around? Because as I said, there's a lot of supply. Part of why there's so much supply is post-independence, what is now Indonesia and Malaysia, they had a lot of land and a lot of poor people. And so the governments, certainly in Indonesia, possibly in Malaysia as well, backed by the World Bank, it was sort of a poverty alleviation scheme. So they gave these poor people plots of land and some rubber and also oil palm seedlings to grow and, you know, to have some livelihood. And since then, it's just taken off. I mean, you fly over Indonesia, Malaysia, and you just see plantations for miles and miles and miles.
I want to come back to what you mentioned a moment ago. Was there really a demand for this product from the public, or is it just a result of marketing?
I would argue the latter. The industry grew to such an extent, and beginning in the 1950s post-war, they figured out how to refine this oil. There's actually two oils. So the oil palm fruit, it's this orange, this sort of shiny orange fruit. It's about the size of a date or like an elongated plum. And this, you get one oil from the orange flesh, and then there's a white seed inside called the kernel, and you get another oil called palm kernel oil. So they figured out how to take both of these oils and divide them up and do different sort of chemical processes so that they had all different sorts of qualities and became, you know, usable in so many different products, food products, personal care products, and eventually in biofuels as well.
As you point out in the book, because it is in such worldwide demand in so many different products, that production of this single crop has increased to the point where it is creating major problems. Tell us more about that.
So part of the problem is where it grows. So it's a tropical crop, and it grows best 10 degrees to the north and south of the equator, which, you know, is a swath that corresponds with the planet's tropical rainforests. As your listeners probably know, these ecosystems are like massively important for sequestering carbon, and they also support more than half the world's plant and animal species, including the world's great apes. So the other thing about this land, a lot of tropical rainforest sits on top of peatlands, which are soils that have formed over thousands of years through, you know, the accumulation of organic matter. It's like waterlogged terrain. And the companies, in order to plant oil palm, they have to drain that terrain and then they burn it. And when you do that, you just release massive amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Indonesia, in fact, which is the world's number one producer of palm oil, is also home to the planet's largest concentration of tropical peatlands. So there was one figure I read that the annual carbon emissions from Indonesia's peatlands rival those of the entire state of California. So as I said, it's like it's so much carbon you can't even get your mind around it. And the idea that, you know, we're burning these tropical rainforests in order to produce for the, you know, 75% of roughly 75% of palm oil is used for food, and it's mostly, you know, ultra processed foods or fried foods, which also are not good for our health.
You note in the book that India has become the largest importer of palm oil, and that has had negative impacts on its citizens. Tell us more about the research you did there and what you discovered.
Well, now it's the number one importer of the oil. India went from buying 30,000 metric tons in 1992 to 8.4 million in 2020. As you may know, there are street food vendors all over India, and they're pretty much all using palm oil. That's mostly fried foods. And then there are also, you know, companies like PepsiCo are all over India now selling chips and snacks. That's all made with palm oil, partly because it's cheaper than the other oils. And certainly those street vendors, they don't have wide margins, and they're going to use the cheapest oil they can get. What was interesting is a lot of them denied it. They said, we're not using palm oil. And then I could see the palm oil package under one of the guys' thing he was cooking with. I also went into some shops and asked for palm oil. And the shopkeeper said, no, I don't have palm oil. I've got mustard and I'm not sure what else, soy maybe. And I said, don't you have anything cheaper? And then he sort of fessed up that, okay, he did have some palm oil after all. And, you know, people are living on a couple dollars a day. They're going to take the cheapest thing. So we could talk about why palm oil is so cheap, which is, you know, another one of the main issues that one of my concerns with this commodity.
I'm talking with Jocelyn Zuckerman. The book is Planet Palm: How Palm Oil Ended Up in Everything and Endangered the World. Well, you've painted a picture here of the problems associated with the production of palm oil, but are there solutions? Is there a way forward?
I think there is. I mean, I think, first of all, we need to just slam the brakes on tropical deforestation. We all know that, right? The world is realizing, like, we cannot fool around on the climate front anymore, right, if we want to survive. So I think if we've got consumers aware of these issues and telling companies that they care, and also if we've got Western governments and consumer-facing companies realizing that, you know, their survival is related to this as well, so they can help to subsidize these countries that are home to tropical rainforests to keep those trees in the ground and to be growing crops that are going to nourish people and the planet. But I do think we need to play our role because we're the ones who are consuming much of these products.
There's much more in the book that we didn't have time to talk about in this brief interview. To learn more, the book is Planet Palm: How Palm Oil Ended Up in Everything and Endangered the World. It's by Jocelyn C. Zuckerman. Jocelyn, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thanks so much, Dan.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.